Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, welcome to everybody. Hour number three of the weekend edition is here. And we are here. And we want to hear from you as well. 949-822-7959. Yeah, that's the call right there. And that's a great song, by the way. And you remember what happened at Jericho? So tell me again, you want to attack Israel? Okay, well, I don't know. Lots of luck on that one. But at any rate, folks, that's a historical incident, obviously, that occurred. And maybe should be pretty informative, maybe to some who would come against Israel. Well, once again, folks, here we are. It is the weekend edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you. You can head over to my home website as well of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. You can also find links to Facebook and also X over there at KyleWarrenShow.com as well. Well, once again, back with us, of course, as always, is our good friend, and it's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I think we got some of the audio issue cleared up there, and appreciate Mark's message as well. And sometimes we just get little gremlins, don't we, Denise? That and that sometimes goes on behind the scenes of the radio show. And a lot of times, we're trying to figure out, why is it doing that? and then try to lock it down, or the engineers do, and we sure appreciate them, too.
Yeah, sometimes if you reset your machine, which I think you have to do every once in a while, settings go sideways after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes it goes back to defaults. But at any rate, we're seeing all these things happen with Israel, the Israel-Hamas war. We also, throughout this week, we saw the summit meeting, as it were, at APEC with President Xi and President Biden. There really wasn't anything big, any kind of big agreement, other than they did talk about fentanyl, but, it didn't go far enough, do you think?
The whole meeting was stupid. And then, to take it another level, Biden met with Obrador of Mexico yesterday about immigration. And whatever Obrador had to say, Biden was fine with. He didn't challenge him on anything. So I would argue, what's the State Department doing, which I would say nothing, and what are they directing these ambassadors to do? I mean, and what are they talking, somewhere between the National Security Agency, the CIA, the legal attachés that FBI sends into foreign countries, DNI, I mean, the whole intelligence apparatus, when it comes to sanctions and whatnot, and what we do, where we know the money is, and we do because of the SWIFT banking system, what are they telling Treasury? And what, I mean, this is such a risk-averse administration. I've never seen anything like it. They don't want to upset anything. But if you don't want to upset anything, then the issues grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, right, and you mentioned that term before, risk-averse. And, you know, to some degree, some might hear that and say, well, yeah, we shouldn't take unnecessary risks, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the need to actually lead. And you go back in history and you look at some of these quote-unquote risky maneuvers, but they were done by leaders who sort of understood that you have to go forward and not just simply say, well, we don't want to rock the boat ever, right?
Well, that's it. And you know, so yesterday I did something, because I'll tell you one country that has me very worried, and that is Belarus. So I decided to go see if I can't, find out through, YouTube and documentaries and whatever, we can find out what's going on in Belarus, because it's a client state of Russia. And I... So I watched a few things for 2 or 3 minutes, and it tells me that we have got these world leaders, these country leaders. And this guy is he's just as tyrannical and disgusting as Putin is himself. They're like, blood brothers here. So let's add this up. You've got Iran, you've got North Korea, you got Syria, you got Russia, you got now Belarus, you got Iraq, you got Afghanistan, and then you got a whole handful of countries in Latin America, especially the sad part about it is Brazil, Cuba, Nicaragua. I mean, I kind of go back to the State Department. Why are we not forcing with our allies and partners, which is in air quotes, by the way, to, clean up their act and stabilize their countries? I mean, think about how many people have left their countries. We can think of 8 million that have come here just in the United States in the last 2.5 years. But there are others that are leaving and going to Europe. I mean, there needs to be a bigger discussion here. I mean, the whole globe is out of balance.
And no kidding. Yeah, no, you're right about that.
The whole globe. So, I mean, I have to agree with my Orcus on that one. Mm-hmm. So where does that lead? Do other countries have state departments? Do other countries have, ambassadors? do they do anything? Because we're not.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hold that thought, Denise, because we're coming right back. And when we come back, folks, we'll talk more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It is the weekend edition, and we are having fun. That's what we do. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, we... The truth over the facts. That's a little... scary, but folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition of the show. Wherever you're listening from, welcome. And if you're listening to this program at a different time during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send a direct message to us. You can do that anytime, of course. And if you're listening live to us this morning, as we're live Saturday mornings from 2 to 5 a.m., it's 3 hours on Saturday, 4 hours Monday through Friday. That's 2 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. The number is 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. Let's head back and talk with Denise Simon again, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, typically as we look back on the week, and by the way, we had a lot of great calls. You know, even during our conversations and so forth, we had a lot of great calls this last week. And I know that, you know, these subjects are hitting a nerve out there. Really do want to express their opinions. But you know what? One of the other things that happened, of course, And I suppose, is there a double standard here? Donald Trump has the big classified documents problem, but yet Joe Biden is not going to have a classified documents problem.
Yeah, if you have a D behind your name, that means that you have a Praetorian guard, that you're fully protected. And understand something here. Trump has Secret Service protection. Those documents that Trump had, whatever they are, were inspected several times by FBI, and the National Archives.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big issue there was they wanted some of the documents back, or they you need to put an extra lock on the door, blah, 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 blah. And then they decided, okay, Biden never had Secret Service as vice president in his home. Those whatever his documents weren't protected that way. Maybe I said that wrong. You know, those that were at the Penn Center were right. not protected by Secret Service.
Right, yeah. And anybody could have gained access to them, and that was actually, I think, the big fear that you could have had foreign nationals that might have come in for whatever reason.
We did.
Yeah, and they could have had access to these documents. But yet, and correct me if I'm wrong, Denise, but would the National Archives would probably not have known that these documents were even being stored there at the Penn Biden Center.
Yeah, and this goes back to the time, you know, when he was a senator. So I remind everybody that all things Hunter Biden and these foreign payments and all that all happened when Biden himself was a senator. So to not charge him in any way, shape, or form, because, I mean, we found out that we were in his house, they were at the Penn Center, and then they were in some other facility in Chinatown somewhere, whatever Chinatown it was. So that whole thing right there should just blow up the airwaves. I mean, it's really kind of an outrageous situation here. And Biden himself, you know, gave testimony. A lot of people don't know that, but I think he gave about 4 hours worth of testimony. Wouldn't you like to get your hands on that testimony?
Right. Exactly. But and again, it's this double standard that exists. And, you know, Americans, I'm sure, are wondering, you know, there's got to be some other kind of thing going on at work here. You know, that they're trying to, you know, blow up this whole thing about Donald Trump and classified documents. They're trying to get Donald Trump off the ballot. They're trying to say that he, you know, incited a rebellion, and therefore, the 14th Amendment kicks in, and they do all this stuff, but yet Joe Biden can do all these different things, but it's not a big problem. And as you mentioned, it's the D behind his name.
Well, the other interesting thing is, and it hasn't come up at all, so I have to assume that it's accurate, is that Donald Trump never used personal emails or aliases in emails. And now we find out that Biden had at least 4 different alias non-government emails and addresses. And there was tens of thousands of communications using those. Well, where's the outrage on that? You've got the Oversight Committee that's trying pretty hard to get their hands on those communications. And I'm fine with that. But where's the National Archives? Why aren't they stomping their feet?
Well, exactly. And by the way, you know, to bring up Trump again here, but if Donald Trump had aliases, if he had secret emails and all that, they would be like, you know, time for, you know, the pitchforks and knives and torches and stuff like that. I mean, it would just be the biggest thing ever. But with Joe Biden's kind of like, that's, you know, it's that old thing. It's just Uncle Joe.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you think that alias emails, selling access, you know, being really, in some cases, foreign agents of other countries, and the documents, wouldn't you think that would keep him off the ballot?
Right. Yeah, well, exactly. See, because there's no even-handed anything, and I think that's why a lot of people kind of want to check out of politics in so many ways, is because they see stuff like this and they go, well, you know, throw up my hands, it's all kind of stacked anyway, and that's not a good thing overall for our country.
We have no concept of how much we have lost law and order. None. Zero.
I agree. I agree completely. You know, and unfortunately, it's like we've also tried to, not we, but there are those who have tried to help it along by, you know, let's defund the police, let's get rid of bail, let's not prosecute people who break the law, stuff like that.
Well, there's a thing called ethics, and I think that the office of the presidency should have some ethics, too. And even going back to the time that Biden was a senator, there were ethics. So he, what we're finding out is he violated all kinds of things, ethics standards, whatever they are. But, I mean, just ethically.
Right. Well, exactly. And if, let's just say, too, I mean, it could be Trump, it could have been Reagan, it could have been Bush, it could be any president you could think of, but if they were known as the big guy and they had to get a cut, so, things of this nature, it would have been hell to pay.
And then in other news, I'll just put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey Abrams. Everybody remembers Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, who is the governor of, Georgia. That's right.
Her brother-in-law, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has been arrested for sex trafficking in Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
Her brother-in-law.
Yeah, in our adopted city of Tampa. No, that's terrible. I mean, how is she going to, is that going to blow back on her at all? I mean, are there going to be any tough questions about this, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, these family members, they know what's going on. And by the way, she too herself is actually under investigation because there's a good bit of money that's missing.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, on her side.
And she was an election denier, too, if I recall correctly.
Exactly.
That was all right. That was no big deal. And I have to interject this, too. Of course, she was the governor of Georgia, but not really. But then she got a bit part, a walk-on, right, in Star Trek Discovery, the series, as the president of the Earth or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe that made her feel better.
Well, when you mention election denier, I need to tell everybody that as of yesterday, Speaker Mike Johnson, they had made a promise that they would start releasing the January 6th
videos. Right. Yeah.
I think it's 40,000 hours, I think I saw.
Yes.
Well, some of them have come out, and I've looked at two or three of them already, and yeah, they're pretty interesting. Things that the January 6th committee clearly left out,
mm-hmm.
Including those that where the law enforcement were fist pumping and high fiving and helping to direct a lot of these people that were walking into the building.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel is reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico during a bilateral meeting Friday in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at GM was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. That's the Bidenomics math going on there, I think. And, of course, as you know, folks, Joe Biden thinks that there is a disconnect between the numbers, the economic numbers, and your feeling about how the economic numbers are going or how the economy is going or how your life is going with all these higher prices and such. But I don't know. He said they're going to work on that second part. So just be ready. Be ready, because I'm sure he'll have a wonderful explanation. It'll go something like that whole thing of now his sister is 23 years younger. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we've got another segment here coming up with our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
Well, yeah, and that's an actual thing that Joe Biden actually said. He said that there was a disconnect between the numbers.
Yeah, we're not living in reality.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like to know when the last time he went to a grocery store was.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, and when I heard him say that, it made me think, of course, of just the, there's this messaging that the Democrats especially, you know, sort of rely on. And if they could get this sort of thing going about, well, people just don't know how good they have it out there. And you go to the grocery store, Denise, and, you know, you're not perceiving it correctly, I guess it would be the notion, right?
Well, or try and buy a car. Or try and buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time any of them tried to do it? As long as they're getting, you know, the Biden administration and all these other people are getting these high-paying jobs and getting all these perks and whatnot, they're not, you know, just come live outside the Beltway for a while. You know, I've often suggested that some of these representatives and even senators you know, switch places with somebody. In other words, if you've got a congressperson in Florida, let him go switch places with somebody out of Chicago, you know, that district, and have them, you know, go live in their district for 3 days and travel around. That's a good, and see some other realities. You know, Jerry Nadler, for one, Chuck Schumer. You know, they go back to their districts, but do they have a sense of what it's really like to be in Austin, Texas, or Oakland, or, you know, parts of Philadelphia, you know? But they do know how bad it is. I mean, the crime in Washington, D.C. is so horrible that, you know, even some of them are being carjacked. But they think it's just kind of an isolated situation here. So, you know, just come check out reality. Come check out what it's like to be a rancher at the southern border. Or, you know.
Well, exactly. And you
tell
said.
Tell some other story.
Yeah. Living in reality. And, you know, unless you have, you know, something saved up or you have a cushion, I mean, you could get a car repair that would absolutely, you know, turn everything on its ear.
Upside down.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly, because everything else is so high, and everybody's kind of living on the edge, and they've already dipped into their savings, their 401k perhaps, you know, taking a hit if they've had to, and then their monthly operating budget, you know, they've already run up their credit cards. So I don't know where's the next step, you know. Because they can't be like the federal government and say, we'll just print more money, you know, for lack of a better term.
From an individual standpoint, credit card debt's the highest it's been in decades. Car loans, more car loans are in default now than have been in decades. I mean, but then you've got businesses themselves that you know, are doing the same thing because of high costs. But let's go to some of these office buildings and these hotels, especially out there in California where, you know, crime is so bad and homelessness is so bad and so forth. How many pharmacies have closed up? And how, you know, how many grocery stores have closed or department stores have closed? And, you know, the rents are too high and whatnot. So what have they done? They just close them up and they say to the bank, you know what? We don't want it anymore, and they default on these commercial property loans and just hand it back to the banks.
That's right.
And say, here. And then what happens? Well, you know, the price of money has gotten high. The bond market is not where it needs to be. We discussed that yesterday with my own savings bond. But, you know, that's not where it needs to be. So what happens to insurance? Well, insurance companies, big ones, pretty much all of them, you know, they rely on the bond market, and the bond market is completely unstable, and so that's what it isn't just the disasters that insurance companies have to pay for, you know, cars and fires and floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and whatnot, but it's also their cost of money, and that is part and parcel the largest reason that these insurance companies are having such problems, and they're charging higher premiums, of which people can't afford.
Indeed. Well, and in some cases, too, when it comes to these commercial properties, the ones that are, have hung on to them, and they want to get insurance in a city like Los Angeles, for example, or cities where, especially where they have a large homeless contingent, insurance companies are starting to look at that as another form of liability, not just liability, but of risk, I should say. And they're raising the rates accordingly because there are different things that homeless individuals can do. There are concerns about starting fires and things like that. And not to mention, you know, just other property damage that can occur. So the insurance companies aren't going to be stuck paying the bill. They're gonna put that into the premiums.
My older son used to live in Atlanta, and finally decided to bail out because of all things Stacey Abrams and all that, and all the protests and BLM and whatnot. It just wasn't safe living there. And he was a contractor for one of the large telecom companies where they were going up on the towers and upgrading the towers to 5G. Well, the crime was so bad and the shootings were so bad that he had to buy his crew Kevlar vests in case they got shot. Well, right. But anyway, so he moves down here. And he moved in with me for about 6 months. And he had to re-register his cars and, you know, get new car insurance. Do you know, between his zip code in Atlanta and my zip code down here, it saved him $7,000.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Amazing.
That just goes how what it's like.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Do you think Joe Biden knows any of that? No.
No. Well, of course not. No. I'm not sure what planet he's on, I think. We got Mary in St. Pete. We got about a minute or so. Let's get a question quickly here from Mary in St. Pete for Denise Simon. Good morning, Mary. Mary, are you there? Oh, I think we got a bad connection. I'm sorry about that, Mary. Maybe try calling back, but we are going to head up to the break here in about a minute or so. But if she calls back in time, we'll be happy to bring her back on, of course. But, yeah, that is significant. Cost of living or to do those kinds of, for lack of a better expression, routine things and save that much money, that's significant.
It's huge. Not to mention that, you know, Florida is also a state, and we don't have state income tax, and Georgia does, so we save that money too. So he actually was paying himself to move here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and a pretty penny at that.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, you know, and that's the thing, and this is, you know, if the GOP can get a unified message about many of these things, you know, the Democrats will have their messaging about, well, you don't understand how the economy works, and really, you've got it great. And yes, there are going to be some bright spots, and we hope things get better for people. You know, I don't want people to suffer, and it does, you know, it's, you know, especially just for some political thing. But as you're talking about, you know, people are really having an issue with trying to buy a car or a house or their daily grocery store run or their weekly grocery store run. So, you know, we'll see.
The I think it's the CEO of Walmart, without a lot of fanfare, actually put out kind of a warning that said, you know, this Christmas is going to be very different. They're already seeing trends of what people are buying and what they're not buying going into the holidays.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's been a great week. We're going to talk to you again on Monday. I hope that you have a great weekend, Denise.
You did the same. Thank you very much.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, thank you, too. And, folks, we're coming right back. Final segment of the show. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. Heading into the final segment for the weekend edition. We sure hope that you have some great weekend plans. It's been a great week here on the broadcast as well. And, you know, I just think we've had a lot of fun this week. We've had a lot of great calls, a lot of great messages. We've talked about all kinds of different stuff. And I got to tell you, folks, it's the best job in the world. It really is. And we're building this show for you. We're building this show, of course, because we're talking about the important things that are happening to us in our country, around the world. We are the place for news and politics in the overnights across America, folks. And we have you to thank for that. And speaking of great calls, we do have somebody that's called in here on line one, and let's go ahead and head over to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from this morning?
Oh, Mary from St. Petersburg.
Oh, hey, Mary.
I tried earlier, sorry. I'm glad that Denise was able to bring up insurance.
Yes.
Insurance.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Insurance and real estate are never talked about, and I don't know why, because those are, maybe it's because those people are money grabbers, instead of just gas prices, utilities, and if you explain that, you can get that into words that people can see. I don't know why they're never talked about.
Well, certainly, thanks, Mary. And, yeah, we can hear you much better now. That's a great question. You know, but property owners as well, you know, they are, in many ways beholden to the changing interest rates as well. And if, for example, if you have ownership of apartment complexes or things like that, and the interest rate goes up and your loan changes because it's tied to the prime rate, or that's your loan agreement, you could find yourself having to kick in literally just umpteen amounts of money that you were never expecting to do. And so that really does hurt the ability to upgrade the property, take care of the property, this kind of thing. And, of course, that'll translate into higher rents. It'll mean that the investors will hold on to those properties for a lot longer, and they don't want to because that's not their business model. Basically, and then you can get into these defaults, right, which then can cause another huge problem in our economy if people start defaulting or businesses start defaulting on their loans. And so that's why just higher interest rates aren't the greatest thing in the world, only because it can have these other kinds of effects. Now, we hear from the Fed that, well, the higher interest rates are there to tamp down inflation and we're going to cause some pain and all this other kind of stuff. But overall, I'm just not sold that the ultimate answer to everything is just always higher interest rates are trying to manipulate it. And I appreciate so much Mary's question. And I also appreciate our good friend Chris Markowski, who we talk with on the program here Mondays through Fridays, the watchdog on Wall Street. You know, this, there's a lot of manipulation that goes on with the Fed, or the idea that it can be manipulated. And a lot of times it doesn't work out exactly the way that it does, quote, on paper. But that's, of course, where Joe Biden is. He's in the on-paper crowd about things like that. But overall, yes, real estate in and of itself, and then people also stuck in their homes. They don't want to sell their home because they don't want to go and purchase something else that has a much higher interest rate attached to it. So it's always good. And we have seen a little bit of movement in that recently. I think that we've seen the rate come down just a tiny bit. But every little bit helps. But we got to get to the point where things are churning. And I think part of that problem, at the root of that, is at least one of the mainstays of it, is the energy costs. And we want to get these energy costs down. And when you have an administration that's so adverse to have it being energy independent, that's not going to be good for anybody. Or they mandate things like the electric cars and stuff like that, and it just becomes something that's not sustainable, because the government, by simply saying let it be, it doesn't work out that way in the market. The market needs to be able, even if it's electric cars, but the market needs to have electric cars that are so much more attractive than gas-powered cars, that are so much more powerful that you can charge them up so quickly, and you're not going to have to sort of rearrange your whole life and schedule around charging your electric car. Well, if the market can do that, then wonderful. But right now it's not able to do that. Maybe one day it will, because technology keeps getting better, but we'll see. All right, line one again. We got Backgammon Bob checking in this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great this morning.
Anyway, I just want to say these Palestinian riots that are going on.
Yeah. Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Kyle?
I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you got voiceover or something going on.
Okay. Hopefully not, but go ahead and keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, you got these Palestinian riots going on. They're basically trying to take over the country because nothing's going to satisfy them, and they just keep going and going and going. So they just need to be put down. I'm sorry, it's time to call out the National Guard and haul them off. You can't let this just keep going on. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's unfortunate that you've got a lot of people that have they're following a false narrative about what Israel is or it's about or what it's doing in order to stop Hamas.
It doesn't matter. They're like a cult. You can't stop them. You've got to do it all by force. You have to have law and order or everything's just going to disintegrate. But they're going to feel more and more powerful, and they're never going to satisfy because Israel is clearly not going to stop.
And, yeah, I don't think they will.
No, and they just got to stop them. Anyway, That's what I wanted to say.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you, Backgammon and Bob. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
All right, bye.
Thanks a lot. Well, you know, it is interesting, of course, you know, with these demonstrations that we're seeing, and hopefully they don't, in some ways, I know we heard Tulsi Gabbard earlier talking about, you know, the graffitiing the walls or doing these kinds of things. If we started to see things happen like we did in the summer of 2020 with real destructive riots that were burning American cities down, then obviously there would obviously you'd need to do something, and there wasn't a lot done back then, unfortunately. But the idea is that, of course, you know, people will go out and they will protest. And, you know, if they do that, then at least you kind of know who they are. This is what they think. This is why they're doing it. But I think you'd have to have a particular set of circumstances before you would have any other kind of martial kind of response to it at this point. But what Backgammon Bob is talking about is, and I think really relevant, and that is you've got some people who have simply now just been dyed in the wool, that this is their position, and they are trying to get the rest of the world to believe somehow that it's that Israel is the source of our problems. It's the source of our woes. And if you could just kind of eradicate Israel, well, then it would just make the world a better place. And I heard this the other day, and I think it's really informative. You know, you take a look at the map of the Arab world, essentially, stretching through the Middle East and over northern Africa and so forth. And Israel is like a tiny little speck, you know, for lack of a better word. But by comparison, comparatively so, it is. And this is the land. This is the place that is the source of all of our problems, of all of our woes. And if we could just finally, you know, just take over Palestine. Palestine will be free and everything will be fine. Well, that's just a lie, right? That's a big lie. But get with this, folks, right? The big lie is back. And that's exactly what the Nazis were all about. Hitler and this big lie. And the notion is you lie it big enough and you lie it long enough and you lie it loud enough. Well, you're going to, people will start believing it as the truth. But what one of the things we're going to do on this program is to counter that lie. We're going to counter that big lie. And that's what we're doing every night here on the program, folks. All right, well, we've reached the end of the weekend edition. I hope that you have some great weekend plans. And it is time, folks, to have a little rest and relaxation, but we will be back bright and early on Monday morning, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. We hope to see you then. Until then, take care out there. Everybody have a great weekend.
You're listening to Kyle One.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.